Fourth of July brings out the mood of celebration for most Americans. Family and friends gather to share laughter, delicious food, and, of course, fireworks. But that last tradition is trouble for some veterans, and local parks are accommodating them. Lighting fireworks is a long-standing tradition on Independence Day, but most people find the colors and sounds of fireworks to be beautiful. But for Al, the fireworks displays used to be far from celebratory.
Noises, fireworks, I would jump. And it took probably a few years to get out of that.
His brother-in-law, John, says the fireworks used to also terrify him.
At first it did, but I think we've grown accustomed to noises, and I think we can tell the difference now. But at first we would duck or jump. So there's a lot of similarity in the sound.
Just the sound can take them back to the battlefield. John and Al were both in the military during the Vietnam War.
It's been a long time now since we were over there, so we do get accustomed to not away from that. I see a lot of guys every day that suffer still with PTSD at the VA, and they're still having problems with it. I was stationed up at the DMZ. We were a support unit for the 101st Airborne. And I was actually stationed between Quantry and this place called Dong Ha. And so we saw a lot of, there was quite a bit of action up there. So that and Agent Orange. So.
Al and John were stationed together and eventually married sisters. They also share illnesses connected to their military service.
Agent Orange is a spray that they use to kill all the, you know, the defoilant. And areas that they sprayed that stuff on, still nothing grows there. And I think everybody in Vietnam, and that's to include the people that live there, have some sort of cancer in them from that.
And I see it every day at the VA. The GIs would call it the 40-year disease. Well, it's now been 50 years since the war, but at that time they said that's a 40-year disease. So it was a long-term effect that our government said it was okay.
L has what they call CLL, a type of cancer in which the bone marrow makes too many lymphocytes. He says it's a result of Agent Orange. He's been taking chemo pills since 2006. When you think about that, how does that make you feel? I mean, do you struggle with that at all? Or
it upsets me because our government at that time told us that Agent Orange won't hurt you. And matter of fact, when I went over there, I had a 30-day leave before I went there, and they had, I remember watching it on TV, they had a huge vat of Agent Orange because the American people were up in arms over this, but our government said it won't hurt you. And they had 10 GIs swimming in it. And the advertisement was, look, it's not hurting them, okay? Well, all 10 of those GIs died of cancer.
The men say they both expected a warm welcome upon their return from Vietnam, but instead found something quite different.
You know, I had protesters. When we landed back in Seattle, I had protesters that wouldn't let us off the plane, standing at the fence. They blamed us for being over there.
John got a similar reaction.
I remember coming into the Detroit Metro, and I had my uniform on with all my ribbons and medals, and just kept on getting dirty looks, and I didn't know what was going on, and I just looked at people for about 3 days, and I was just ready to get out of the United States and go back over there. So that's how it affected me, our own people, you know, to shun you like that.
That experience has led to people appreciating the military more.
The younger folks right now, they're getting recognition from being over there, and they're getting a lot of recognition for other veterans that have experienced that. And I think that's a good thing. And a lot of them come home with PTSD. So we can relate with them. I think they can relate with us, because war is war no matter where you're at. And it's easier for a soldier to stick together than it is a soldier and a civilian who has not faced that or experienced it.
Al also used his experience to help other veterans.
When the Allen Park VA, before they shut down, most of the doctors went to the Detroit VA. I used to go to the Allen Park VA and do volunteer work. And you go up to the fifth floor, and you see these guys just, you know, one guy sitting out in the hall, you know, and I'm leaving, I'm walking by him, and he says, "Hey," and he said it twice. I turned around and looked, and he says, "Come here," and I walked over to him, and I says, "What's going on?" He says, "There's a bomb in my room." I said, "What?" I said, "There's a bomb in my room." And I says, "Well, I'll tell somebody about it," you know, and I turn around and left.
And because of those moments, John addresses the need of mental health care for veterans. PTSD is one of the most common disorders soldiers experience, including John.
I was looking for help, looking for some kind of a disability, and people didn't want to hear you. "Oh, we're tired of hearing about that Vietnam stuff." So we held it in. We didn't talk about it. But then after so many years went by, well, then we started opening up. And the American people would say, yeah, we've heard about it before. So the veteran thinks that, well, doggone, I'm by myself. I'm on my own, and no one's listening to me. I need help. I can't get none. And they probably sit there and say, the hell with it.
He shares how guidance on reintegrating to society is a possible solution.
They do need the guidance, and I don't think the guidance or the breakdown to bring them back into civilization is really there, or it's just another job to somebody else. Man, I got to do this again. Well, you're not helping us.
Which brings us back to this campground in Brighton. It is one of 11 parks where fireworks are not permitted so people with PTSD can enjoy outdoors, like John and Al, two veterans. Accommodations like these, with time, helps.
We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.